ABC is so supportive of its new spinoff of Black-ish, called Mixed-ish, the network got Mariah Carey to sing the sitcom's theme song. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says a lot of people are excited about the series, which debuts tonight. For another reason, it promises to deepen the conversation about race and multiculturalism in America.
Mixed-ish starts off reminding the audience of something curious about Rainbow Johnson, the matriarch on Black-ish. Played by Tracee Ellis Ross, Rainbow was raised in a cultish commune until she was 12. When her husband, Anthony Anderson's Andre Johnson, admits he's surprised they ever met, Bo drops another bombshell.
We actually wouldn't have ever met if the elders hadn't gotten arrested.
Hold up, wait, what?
Well, they didn't get arrested. They got detained for 3 to 5 years.
What?
You know what? The documentary explains it a lot better. Just came out on Netflix.
Mixed-ish is a nostalgic, cheeky look at Rainbow's origin story, showing how she grew up sheltered from racial politics in an idealistic commune with her white dad, Black mother, and 2 siblings.
If you would have asked me at the time, I would have told you it was perfect. But the government would have told you we were a radicalized cult in violation of over 47 ATF regulations.
After police raided their commune in 1985, Rainbow and her family were forced to move into a home owned by her dad's father, a mercenary lawyer played to weaselly perfection by Gary Cole.
Help me understand. Is it fun to be poor? Like when people tell you how much something costs and you don't have the money? Is it a rush?
You know, we chose to live off the grid.
And now you chose to live rent-free in my fully furnished rental. What a rush that must be.
There are times when Mixed-ish can feel a little too much like a TED Talk with snappy jokes and lots of 80s music. To explain the rarity of her parents' relationship back then, we get a quick primer on the Supreme Court case that struck down laws against interracial marriage. And when Rainbow and her siblings get the inevitable clueless reaction at school...
What are you weirdos mixed with?
What's mixed?
Adult Rainbow explains in a simplistic way that feels like the show is worried modern audiences won't understand. I prefer the moment when Rainbow's Aunt Dee Dee confronts her sister for sending her kids to school in overalls and Birkenstocks, pointing out that in the commune, they were essentially raised in white culture.
You know Auntie Dee Dee loves you very much, but you look like a runaway house slave.
No, don't fill my baby's heads with that nonsense.
Them being black is nonsense?
They're black and white. Don't try to make them choose sides.
America already chose. All I'm saying is, you guys are on a different level of whiteness.
And don't you think that maybe we're above race?
See, that couldn't be a whiter thing to say.
A trailer for the show released earlier this year was much faster paced, with jokes that crackled a little more. Still, I love the premise of this misfit family trying to find where they fit in America's confusing, hypocritical racial hierarchy. And the cast, featuring Mark Paul Gosselaar and Tika Sumpter as Rainbow's parents, often shines. Tracee Ellis Ross, herself a biracial child of pop music superstar Diana Ross and her ex-husband Robert Ellis Silberstein, is also an executive producer on Mixed-ish. I'm hopeful her input will help amp up the funny while providing an incisive, authentic look at race and culture in a way few sitcoms have attempted before. I'm Eric Deggans.